This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
I want to thank you very much for joining me here for another hour of Auto World. And this hour, as usual, we will be joined by our expert, Dan Watson. He's a guy with more than 25 years worth of lubrication experience and one of the largest AMS Oil distributors in all of North America and Canada. So this guy really knows his stuff. We've gotten so many great emails and feedback about the material that Dan gives out each and every week, and we're very lucky to have him. Telephone-wise, our telephone number remains the same. It's 855-660-4261. 855-660-4261. And the email, bob@boblongradio.com. Quick trivia question, throw out there. Let's see, this is such an easy one. Who made the Matador? Which domestic manufacturer made the Matador? Whoever gets the correct, whatever gets the correct answer. We're going to get you a prize from the Busted Knuckle Garage. Hey, do you need classic car insurance? Well, do yourself a favor and go over to Hagerty.com. Simply, no one is better. Or you can visit your local agent, and they'll get the Hagerty insurance for you. Hagerty, for people who love cars. Our guest line is powered by Hagerty. And we welcome the very powerful Dan Watson to Auto World. How you doing?
Hey, I'm good tonight, Bob.
Good, excellent. Really looking forward to our chat here. I happen to be with my wife and daughter and doing some errands and in our neck of the woods where you and I both live. And I went by. It was on Saturday, so I figured you probably weren't there. But I see your distribution center, and boy, that is a really nice building. Remind myself and the folks how long you've been a distributor and how business has been.
Well, I've been with AMS Oil since 1991, and I retired from the Navy just a couple of years later in summer of 1992. So I started out with AMS Oil just part-time like a lot of folks do. And AMS Oil, though, has been at this since 1971, so long time they've been in business. And we put out some information over a couple of weeks just telling people that if they had any inclination that this is an expanding business and that there's still opportunities for new dealers to get involved in the AMS Oil business. And I had quite a lot of response to that. So I wanted to mention tonight to people again that the AMS Oil opportunity is exceptional. It's with a company that provides products that, well, they just sell themselves because they are such outstanding and superior lubricating products. So this business is here to stay, and as it expands, need more dealers. So if someone is out there who is looking for some opportunity, either part-time or full-time, this is a commission-based business. So what I usually tell people is be careful. You probably want to start this business as a part-time person and then work your way to a position in your business where you may then go full time. But in either case, however you choose you would want to do it, it's a good opportunity. And the only part of the lubrication market that is expanding in the United States and North America is the synthetic portion of the lubrication market. So it's there, it's available, and if you want to explore that, because this is, hey, this is, it's an easy business. If you want to explore it, all you got to do is get in touch with me, and I'll explain all the ins and outs. Now, one thing I will tell you when going into the AMSOIL business as a dealer, it's very important who your sponsor is. In other words, the person who is going to become your sponsoring dealer, because that person needs to be knowledgeable and be able to give you inside information and train you on the ins and outs of doing this business. And it's important for you to look out for yourself and do your own, what you call, due diligence, and you interview the person who wants to be your sponsor. Make sure you get somebody who will support you and who has the knowledge base to be an asset to you, because once you're in the organization under that person, it's extremely hard for you to change to someone else. I get calls all the time from existing AMSOIL dealers wanting to know how they can be part of my organization. And in most cases, they can't, because they're already in the system under somebody else's organization. So I say that only to give any prospective dealer the advice that you need to make sure you get the right sponsor so that you can be successful. That's the only thing. It's just fair to you to make sure that you know that and that you seek out the right person that will give you the right help.
Now, that's so critical. Absolutely. And you're the man, Dan. I mean, if I was going to get into the business, who better than Dan Watson?
Well, and let me just give that contact information quickly. You can contact me directly by phone at 800-370-2986, or you can email me, my name again, danwatson@thelubepage.com, or you can go to my website, thelubepage.com, and contact me through there. So I think, Bob, tonight what we're planning on doing is answering questions, so hopefully some folks will pick up that phone and give you a call at the number at the station, and we can answer some questions, because I find usually if a person's got one question, there's several hundred people that have the same question. That guy's just calling in to represent all those people.
That's so true. So don't be afraid, folks. Just pick up that telephone. Give us a call, 855-660-4261. And we've got a trivia question there about the X vehicle from General Motors with the early 1980s model. Tell me the Oldsmobile variant or the Buick variant. Or you can tell everybody the story of the K car, which manufacturer brought us the K car. Our telephone is 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Email, I'm watching it right now. It's bob@boblongradio.com, bob@autoworldradio.com. Either one. It seems that more and more people these days are using autoworldradio.com, which is great. And we'd love to get your questions. You know, even though we're doing the show live right now, doesn't mean that one of those questions might get right on the air like we're going to be doing after this upcoming break. We're going to dig deep into the questions. Dan's got a bunch of them. I got a bunch of them. Don't go away. This is Auto World.
I'm on the road again. I'm on the road. you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For over 100 years, J.C. Whitney has been the go-to source for everything automotive. Visit jcwhitney.com today to see their vast selection of performance and replacement parts and accessories, and request a Jeep, truck, or general catalog, and see the latest project cars and car show event calendar at jcwhitney.com. jcwhitney.com. jcwhitney.com.
Grandpa, what do you call this thing again?
It's a 66 Ford Bronco.
I think you got ripped off.
What is that, honey?
It's got no Wi-Fi, no USB port, no Bluetooth.
Exactly. I guess we'll just have to talk.
Sometimes the best way to connect is to disconnect.
Is that the window button?
It's called a window crank.
Cool. The faster I move it, the faster it goes down.
This moment of escape was created by Haggerty.
Being old is kind of cool, Grandpa.
Works for me.
For people who love cars.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
A little red Corvette bringing us back here on Auto World. We've got Dan Watson. He is the number one guy when it comes to oil on this program. He's our official in-house expert with more than 25 years of experience, one of the largest Amsoil dealers in all of North America. And before he got into the Amsoil business, he was in the Navy and worked on nuclear propulsion. And he's got quite the resume and quite a growing business. And
and he loves helping folks out. So once again, if you are considering trying it out, I mean, it's, you got nothing to lose. Try it out part time, and then, as Stan said, I think it's very smart for him to be so upfront about saying, "Don't quit your day job yet. You better do this part time." And that's a smart way to go. I've gotten a couple of emails with folks, and I pass them along to you because, you know, people are looking to make money. I mean, the economy is better than it was under Obama, but it's still not doing as well as it seems to.
Well, Bob, the thing about that is, quickly, is that when you... There's a difference between when you have a good job, and you can have a good job, but boy, it is hard to actually increase your income when you have what's called a good job, because you get raises, but the inflation keeps going up. So sometimes the only way that you can break out of the income strata that you're in is to move to something which is not limited by the title of the position. See, when you work in the in corporate America, or you work in any place, you're such and such. You got a job title. That job title carries a salary range. That's the salary range. It's not going to change because you're in the position. It's going to be from, say, $60,000 to $80,000, whatever the job is, and that's where it's going to stay. But when you get into self-generated revenue through a business that you can create on the side as part-time and begin to build it, you find that you can create as much revenue or income as you are willing to put forth the effort to develop. And the thing about it that really caught my attention and got me involved in it was that I've always been a person who's, I go at something, I give 150%. I go at it the best I know how. And if I'm in a job, that means I'm going to do that job really very well for the same amount of money that if I did that job average, because there's just no, I'm at a ceiling. There's nowhere else to go. But if I'm doing something that my increased effort actually results in increased income, then I like that, because the harder I work, the more money I make, and the results of my labor are obvious as I keep going at it. And I like that kind of opportunity. And I think there's people out there who have that spirit of entrepreneurship, that they want to do something that they can sink their teeth into and actually see a result of their work, rather than just have the security of a good job but be stuck in a certain payment level, and that's where it's going to be. So it's the kind of person that likes to break out of that and do something different. You know, there's that independent entrepreneur spirit that people have, and that's the kind of people that succeed in a business like AMSL. So we're hoping to have some of those people contact us. I have new dealers all the time, and many of them growing their businesses and doing very well. This is a good business opportunity, a real business opportunity. It's not a fly-by-night thing, because it's been going on for since 1971. And it's only, for many years, AMSL grew at a double-digit rate constantly and went from a small 4,000-square-foot beginning little operation to in a plant that is just short of 1 million square feet. So that's quite a charge to go in from the founder all the way to his passing away here a couple of years ago. That's quite an accomplishment for Albert Amatuzio, you know, young kid from Duluth.
Absolutely.
You know,
amazing.
He's like an American story, American dream story come true. So now, as we said to the folks, we're looking for your questions, and we have a couple that that came into me on email, I think, that I forwarded over to you.
Again, a gentleman from Florida. I know he's got a 3.8 liter Taurus, and he's got some questions. Why don't you? My internet is doing fine.
Oh, no, that's all right. Yeah, this fellow has a 3.5 liter Ford Taurus, and he tells me that his name is Dave, and he's been running 5W20 Ford calls out for 5W20, and he's been running 0W20 AMSL, our signature series, for the last 25,000 miles. And he says, other internet chatter says 20 weight is bad in Florida and recommends a 30 weight. The variable cam timing system works off of oil pressure, so I'm concerned about changing oil specs. He says, am I thinking about this too much, and is 0W30 better? Well, he's asked a very pertinent question, because our listeners know that 20 weight oil is just prevalent now throughout the industry. In the last 5 years, so many vehicles are all moving over to 5W or 0W20 as their factory load when they're coming out. Now, 20 weight oils, you got to make sure that you buy high quality oil. This is the first answer I would give to Dave, is that whatever 20 weight you use, 520 or 0W20, you better make sure that it's a synthetic and that it's a quality synthetic, because there's not a lot of margin to where you get into trouble when you're using a 20 weight oil. It's fine at its 20 weight in these engines. That's what they're designed for. But just a spike in temperature or some heavy loading, pulling a trailer, doing some different kind of things, you may push that oil into, let's just say, where it's uncomfortable. It's not working as well because you're pushing its limits. Now, in truth, in Florida, 0W20 and 5W20 are interchangeable, because that first number with the W, for our listeners, you can just consider that the winter rating. And we don't have enough winter in Florida to worry about the difference between a 5W and a 0W. But for those of you who live in Minnesota or North Dakota or Maine or any of the northern states that drop below zero, then 0W20 would actually be a better oil than 5W20, because it has a better cold weather rating. That 0W means that it will pump better in colder weather than that 5W means. So in general, they're interchangeable in Florida, but not everywhere that this radio broadcast goes. So 0W20 would be a better oil in extremely cold weather. I think we're going to have to finish this one up right after the break.
That sounds like a great idea. Get on board, 855-660-4261. Or Bob at AutoWorldRadio.com.
Do you want to run away?
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said,
Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?
And I said, sure, Ryan. And in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Dan Long, CEO of TheLoopPage.com, is with us. And Dan is one of the nation's leading AMSOIL distributors, both in the U.S. and throughout North America. If you have a question, we'd love to hear from you at 855-660-4261. And we get the question out there to do with the K-Car. Who was the maker of the K-Car? It's a series of vehicles built by one domestic manufacturer. We'll leave it at that. And we were talking about the question that came in with the 3.5-liter V6 and the concerns that the owner had about the weather in Florida. So he said that 0W20 is okay.
He was asking about 20 weight oil in general, and would 5W or 0W be okay? And as I said before, in Florida, that doesn't make much difference. That first number, the 5W20 or 0W20, the first 5W and 0W, those numbers represent the winter rating, with the 0W having a better winter rating than the 5W. So for our listeners that live in the northern climates, the 0W would have a better starting characteristic in that very cold weather than the 5W. Now, he asked about could he run a 30 weight oil in Florida? And the complication is that Ford uses a variable valve timing system in this engine, and that variable valve timing is operated the engine oil is used to make movements in that system. They have these different ability. It gets too complicated to tell people how it works, but you can have a phaser, it's called, system, which uses pressure of the oil to move the timing chain to adjust the advance the timing or retard the timing of the valves with response to the spark. But anyway, that being as it is, that system, Ford is very touchy if you use anything more than a 20 weight, because they're saying that system has to respond quickly, and thick oils may slow down its response and cause a drivability problem. Now, 0W30 AMSOIL, especially in the southern climates, will not do that. It moves extremely fast, and then particularly because it's the 0W side that is taking care of business during the cooler operations of the engine. Once the engine's up to full temperature, that 30-weight oil from the AMSOIL Signature Series will operate that variable valve timing with the same quickness as a 20-weight oil. So if you were going to be towing boats or towing horse trailers and you had a situation where you were running the 20-weight oil, you might want to run the 0W30 to get a little bit better heavy load protection and still have the same response in your variable valve timing. But to all of our listeners out there, variable valve timing is serious business that you can mess it up with too thick of oil. So please don't go putting 20W50 or 10W40 oil in any of these engines that have variable valve timing. You'll be going into the dealership wanting to know why your car doesn't run right, and you will get absolutely blasted for having put that thicker oil in that car. And in fact, if it created a bad enough problem they had to do work, it will void the warranty. So do not put thick oil in a variable valve timing situation. It won't work right, and it could cause you big problems if you have a warranty issue. So I think we got that one covered, Bob.
Yeah, you did a fantastic job as usual with that one. You know, we talk a lot about oil on the program, but AMSOIL makes a whole wide variety of other fluids because there are so many different systems within a vehicle that require fluid. And I know somebody emailed us up to do with transmission and wanting to know your thoughts about changing that fluid.
Yes. Transmission fluid is pretty straightforward. The most complex piece of machinery in your car by far is your automatic transmission. And the most difficult lubricant to formulate in your car is transmission fluid. There's a couple of things working against us when we make transmission fluid. One is it's literally down around around a 10-weight oil. Now, that's a very thin oil, yet in the transmission, it has to lubricate real steel gears, gears that are the same as they are in a manual transmission as far as the gear itself. There are other things in the transmission, automatic transmission. You have a torque converter, which is like a pump that pumps high-pressure fluid. You have a hydraulic system, which is operating and moving different components in the transmission as directed by the brain of the transmission. And I have to have a fluid that can stand the interaction of steel gears and protect those gears as well as a gear lube does in a manual transmission. And then I turn around and I need this fluid to be quick hydraulically and operate quickly. And then I squeeze this fluid between a series of wafer clutch discs that are abrasive so that they would actually stick together when they're pressed together, splined on a shaft. This stuff gets pretty complicated, but the real truth is I got to come up with fluid to do all these different things. And so transmission fluid takes real talent and skill on the formulator's part. And the great thing now is with a good quality synthetic base oil, you can get by and handle that 10-weight oil. See, the problem is that in a transmission, you could use thicker oil. In fact, early days, real early days, they used 30-weight oil. But in certain climates in this country where it gets really cold, your transmission would cut your fuel economy in half, if not worse, for the first 30 minutes of operating your car with a transmission with thick, very cold, thick fluid in it. It would just, it's like a brake almost, taking so much power from the engine just to turn everything through all this incredibly thick, heavy oil, and the torque converter itself, which is like a pump, would be trying to pump this heavy stuff that takes all kinds of power off the engine just to get this thing going until it would warm up. So moving to lighter weight transmission fluid is a way to get a fast, responsive transmission, even though it's starting up cold. And that's the main reason that we've gotten to thinner and thinner oil. We now have original transmission fluids from AMSOIL. We have what we call our multi-vehicle transmission fluid. But we have a new one, which we call our fuel economy transmission fluid, fuel efficient. And it's a lighter weight because the newer cars are all calling for this lighter weight transmission fluid because when they have to do the mileage test for the government to determine what the fuel economy of that vehicle is, the government requires now that you have a combination of cold weather conditions in order to make this statement.
Wow.
It looks like we'll have to finish that discussion right after this break.
It certainly does. And again, we'll squeeze you in. 855-660-4261. I'm Bob Long.
10 miles east of the highway, hot sparks burning the night away. Two lips touching together.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dinovite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dynavite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dynavite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dynavite supplement, and then the Lico-Chops.
Try Lico-Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet. I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
DINOVITE.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Talking about AMSOIL with our regular AMSOIL guy. He is one of the largest distributors in all of North America, and he also has more than 25 years worth of experience. Before that, he was involved in the Navy and the nuclear propulsion. So what a vast background, and what a great guy. And we didn't quite finish up that last question, so why don't we do that and then move on?
All right, Bob, we were talking about transmission fluid, and the reason we couldn't quite finish it is because, boy, that's a subject that's a show of its own. But anyway, let's just suffice to say that the transmission fluid is a very complex fluid to make. It's very thin. It's very lightweight. In fact, if transmission fluid runs at above 200 degrees, most of the manufacturers would tell you got to change it every 15,000 miles. If it runs over 210, you need to change it in 5,000 miles. So we're trying to keep transmission fluid under 200, hopefully as close down to about 165, nothing above that. But that doesn't work. It gets hot in all of these cars. Many vans and trucks and vehicles have isolated that transmission due to aerodynamics of the vehicle to where very little air gets past it. So we take oil up to the front of the car and we try to run it through a cooler in the bottom of the radiator to make an attempt to cool it off, and transmissions run hot. So in many cases, the best option for any of these transmissions is to put a synthetic transmission fluid in those transmissions. If it didn't come with, you need to put it in. If you had a synthetic transmission fluid in the vehicle when you bought it, then pay attention to the long-term change intervals. And there's a huge company that backs up the idea of using synthetic transmission fluid, and that is Allison. Allison makes heavy-duty transmissions for buses, trucks, over-the-road trucks, everything. They are a renowned manufacturer of big heavy-duty automatic transmissions. When you buy a new Ford Powerstroke F-350 diesel to pull your 36-foot triple slide-out RV trailer across the country, which many people are doing these days, here's something. Or you've got a pusher, big pusher, or you've got a RV, or you've just got a work truck that you're pulling a heavy trailer with, any of these kind of things, and you have an Allison transmission. Actually, to get an Allison, it would be in a Duramax or Chevy Silverado or a GM product, because that's where you find the Allison transmission. And Allison will allow the company to sell a 3-year extended transmission warranty, but you have to flush and fill the transmission with a qualified synthetic transmission fluid in order for them to back that warranty of 3 extra years. So what does that really tell you about the people who make the transmission, understand it, what protects it? They are telling you what they believe is that synthetic transmission fluid is the only thing they're going to put their money at risk on. So maybe that's the only thing you should put your money at risk on, is synthetic transmission fluid. It's a difference in night and day. There is no comparison between petroleum transmission fluid and synthetic transmission fluid. There's just no comparison. It's like trying to compare high-performance radial tires with trailer tires. It just, there's no comparison. So that's one place where I can tell you unequivocally, no, it's not okay if you just continue with petroleum in your vehicle. Everybody out there listening, number one tip I can give you tonight is that you would be better off with synthetic transmission fluid. So at the next maintenance interval that your transmission is scheduled to be changed, go to synthetic automatic transmission fluid. Now, our caller had asked the question at 148,000 miles, and he had never changed a filter or done anything to his transmission. Could he go to synthetic? Well, this is a whole other discussion, so this is the last question we're going to probably get in this session, because it's shaky to change transmission fluid with anybody's transmission fluid once you have 148,000 miles with some standard transmission fluid that you've never changed the filter and maybe never changed the oil, because if that transmission fluid was overused, we call it burnt transmission fluid. Transmission is still working, but not very well, because once that stuff gets beyond its life, it begins to varnish and just played out stuff all inside the transmission.
Wow.
Well, yeah, and if you remember, what I said to our listeners earlier was, you got this set of wafer clutches. If you can imagine, folks, it's like a set of computer disks, a little bigger than your DVD disk, and you've got, say, a stack of 6 or 8 of them in a row, and through the middle hole they've got a spline shaft, and these guys are abrasive on each side. Then you got some hydraulic action that forces them together so that they can't turn independently of each other. Okay. That, when they go together, if they've got the right formula of transmission fluid between them, they will engage as designed. If the transmission fluid is worn out, varnish will coat on there, and they will begin to slip. And as they begin to slip, they'll wear off that clutch dust. And when that clutch dust mixes with that varnish that's in the transmission fluid, it'll clog up every small porting connection that's in that transmission. And you are done. It is over. Just consider how much it costs to get either a new car or a new transmission. There's no going back. So that's what I'm saying is, you can't say, well, yeah, I did some extra wear, I got that engine oil out, it's still running. No, when you really force that transmission fluid way out beyond its life, it's virtually just waiting for the time when it dies. So change your transmission fluid on time according to your manufacturer with whatever you've got in it. But when you change it, go to somebody's synthetic transmission fluid. Do not stay with the cheap petroleum. It can't take the heat we're running these transmissions at. Back in 1980s, when the transmissions were around at 140-150 degrees, not too bad. Today, most transmissions are running only a few degrees cooler than your engine. And if your engine's running at 195 and your transmission's running 175, it's cooking some lightweight petroleum. Can't take it. So this is one of those we just have to tell people, you need to just understand that you will save yourself headache and a lot of money if you just upgrade the synthetic transmission fluid on the next regular scheduled maintenance you have. Now, the question is, what do you do with any transmission? You're not sure whether the fluid's good. Let's talk about that real quickly. You can do a little field test.
Mm-hmm.
Transmission fluid is usually pink in color. Not all of it. Some of the foreign ones aren't. But most American type, they're pink. So your first thing to look for is the color of the transmission fluid. If it's still pink to red, hey, it's really in pretty good shape. If you look at it and it's lost its pink color, there's not much left of that, and it looks like it's a dirty brown, well, take the transmission dipstick out and take a very clean and see if they are uniform when they soak in or if they leave a ring at the outside edges of the drop. If they leave a ring at the outside edge of the drop, I could be real crass here and say, seek trade-in. Take your car for trade-in. It would be the best thing to do if there's a ring around the outside of that drop, yeah, because that means that there's so much debris in that transmission that it's literally, it kind of floats in the thing until it can't go any further, and then it's the stuff that's on the outside of the stain, if you know what I mean. It's like a eyeliner put around the stain. That's really bad news. But if you don't see that, the next thing to do is to smell the transmission fluid. Yes, I know what we're smelling transmission fluid. Let me tell you, if it's burned, you can smell it. It has a very foul, burnt sort of odor, like a piece of burning plastic, okay? And that's how it'll smell. And if you've got burnt transmission fluid, you're going to need to go to a transmission shop and talk to them about how they're going to do a careful flush of that transmission, try to get all this stuff out, and try to get you set back up, because the problem is, depending on how long the transmission fluid has been burned, it can leave all kind of residue on that transmission. If you come in with anybody's transmission fluid into a varnished up transmission, all transmission fluids, whether they're synthetic or petroleum, are highly solvent. Folks, what that means is they clean with aggressiveness, okay? So when you put a new load of transmission fluid into a varnished up transmission, it'll begin to strip varnish like it should everywhere out. It's getting it out. You think, well, good, that's going to get caught in the filter. No, most of it's going to get caught between the clutch faces. It's going to cause that transmission to slip like the devil and probably be ruined. So if you want more information on this, we got great information at the Loop page. And send us your questions. We'll answer them on air.
That's right. Dan Watson at thelubepage.com. Bob at autoworldradio.com. Thank you, Dan.
See you next time, Bob.
That will do it for this hour.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNLive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.